I really enjoyed this movie because it's really, how to say that, 非常用心的 every detail, the whatever the actress or the animation, I think it's really awesome. So I can't say kind of this in the future.
Did anybody cry in the movie theater?
I don't think so. In my theater yesterday.
In America, many people cry. Like the guy behind me. Yeah. I heard the mom say, Daddy is crying. Like, oh. Papa Zaiku.
Were you, did you cry?
I did a little bit. I feel very excited.
Right.
Many times. Yeah. But yes, sometimes yes. I'll cry in very moving movies. So, Fei Chang. Fei. How do you say moving?
Touched.
Dong ni de xin. Ni de xin dong. Xin dong.
Really touched. Gandong.
Right? Oh, Gandong. Oh my gosh. I forgot.
Gandong. Oh my god. I can't believe that you forgot this word. 感动。忘了感动。你忘记了。怎么忘了感动? Yeah, it means so touched. How to say touched? Really moved. Right?
It was very touching.
Touching.
Oh yeah, we're having class. 开始学生词. Okay. 心动,也有心动,对不对? Okay, I wasn't wrong.
But xin dong mean oh, I have some feeling in my mind, but actually maybe it's not concern about the sad things or bad things.
Okay.
You know. Okay. Yeah. Touched. Right.
I was touched.
Yeah.
It was touched. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
What movies make you cry?
Oh, actually, the kind of movie combine many humorous material, and also including the family or the relationship. It's the really deeper in the relationship between two people, or they can overcome, or they can undergo many difficulties. They will make me feel very touched, especially family and lover. This is for me. How about yours?
South Park. I feel very touched by South Park. No, I honestly, South I was very Park. Touched by, let's see, recently... There were a bunch of movies that really affected me. I'm trying to remember their names, though, because my life is like a movie. I don't really have time to watch movies.
Tell me.
It's just too many stories to tell you. I don't want to talk the whole time. This is your class. You need to talk more. We are running young, young, I think for me, just the same, you know, like family, like...
Yeah, family.
Yeah, the relationship between two people. Yeah, very good. Very well said. Good job.
Yeah, I think it's really, really delicate. 成本很高的电影，上次有讲过，对。 But many people can show in many times, like the, who is it? The doctor, Kiwi doctor. 奇异博士, I also like him very much.
Huh.
Doctor, what's his name? The doctor.
I don't know. You have a doctor?
Okay. No, doctor. The man always do the circle thing.
Doctor Strange. Oh, you mean, we're talking about Avengers. Doctor
Strange. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool. I really liked him because I also live in Nepal a little while and India. Yeah. And
oh, really?
And I feel like, wow, that movie
have been there.
Really connects us
to really?
Some spiritual things. Sure, yeah. Yeah, two times. And before the earthquake.
Yes.
Your Dijon just Chien. Yeah, it's interesting how many things in that movie were very close to reality. Like very, right. very close, like very special. So
was there beautiful in Nepal?
Nepal was very beautiful.
Nepal. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Nepal is like no other place. It's like a time travel to old Japan. It's poor, but it's clean.
Yeah. Yes. So the can you breathe when you get to the top?
I didn't go that high. Some people try to go there to go to the Himalayas to see if they can right. go to a really, really high place. I didn't do that, but mm-hmm. it was still really special. My friend had some kind of experience when he went to, he was sleeping, but he felt like his spirit left his body and he goes into a valley and he's talking to some really, really big angel or some being. And he woke up and he told me, like, Michael, this happened to me last night. And he's a very spiritual person. So mm-hmm. I felt like it was just amazing. Like, it really is a life-changing experience.
Okay.
So I recommend going to Nepal. And there's a lot of people that need help there. So maybe Taiwan ren kai chu. Kai chu zo shen me zhi gong, yi gong.
Oh, I heard about this. Many students, they apply for the project to exchange, be a volunteer in Nepal or Indian or some place like the Nepal, help people or do the different things.
Yes. Mm. Yes, there are. Do you have any friends that went there?
Not to Nepal. Maybe to the Vietnam, to Philippines, or Thailand, some countries. It's South Asia. Yeah. But maybe none of my friends get to there, but I think many people very interesting to get there.
They are interested to go there.
Okay. They are interesting to go there.
Interested. Interested.
Interested. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
That's okay. So if maybe in the future, if we have some friends in Nepal, we can send them to connect or Africa as well. I have some friends in Africa that have Guoryuan. Guoryuan. And it's very useful because Ping Chang Ni Chu Guoryuan or so Ni Chu Ne Jong the Guo Jia the Hua Ni Pu Zhi Dao Ni Ke Yi Xiang Xin She. Anyway,
dangerous.
Yeah.
Danger.
Even on my Facebook, every day I have like 10 people a day. Hello, brother. Oh, woman, xiao ni de bang bang. Oh, what's an Indo ren? Or I'm from Africa or something. And I'm like, I don't know you. Oh, ni kan wo de tu pian. Wo zai bang bang. Wo bang hai zi. And if you talk to them, then they start to share all these pictures and you think, oh, I should help them. Oh, okay. Here's some money.
Yes.
Yeah, it's dangerous. You have to be careful. Yeah,
I think it's not real because if they need some help, they will do the different things or cooperate with the association, the public association, not you individual. So weird.
Right. Right. So it's definitely dangerous to work with individuals. And an association is a good thing too, but actually associations sometimes can also have some
danger. Yes.
So it's
yes, I agree with you.
Be careful. Yeah.
Okay. every dog sign, dog sign in everywhere, like you say.
Yeah, except in Taiwan, right? Only Taiwan, never.
I think a much bright side or much the beautiful thing happen here much more than other area. I think it's real. Yeah. It's real. People here, we can trust each other really in the short time, or we can get the trust or believe directly. So I think it's the advantage to be a Taiwanese or live in Taiwan.
Well, maybe we can work on that more and help to expand Taiwan and the good side, and
Give
people more opportunities to to go outside of their world and experience more places. Like if people in Taiwan can come to America more, I think that would be great. There could be so many ways for people to grow and, you know, like a lot of people, remember when everybody was going to, where was it? They were all going to Australia to pick strawberries.
You mean Americans or Taiwan people?
Taiwanese. Yeah, I was there. I remember a lot of people.
Working holiday there?
Yeah. Yeah, and they were making a lot of money.
Many people get there to exchange, do some part-time job or 1 year contract there. Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting, and you know, that is the example. Like, okay, what if Taiwanese could go to another country and do a working holiday, like maybe in Hawaii, for example? We could work with some local businesses and open up some opportunities. And I think that what we're doing now, like we're doing these shows, we're doing these English classes. It's not just about learning English. It's like, okay, well, what are you going to do with your English? Where do you want to travel?
Sure. And work or travel.
Yeah.
Communicate like Rachel.
Yeah. We met through Rachel, and she contacted me recently. She asked me if I want to do online classes, and I was like, yes, perfect timing.
Oh, perfect. Oh, spirit.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So. Congratulations. I think it's really very suitable for you, right? Suitable or suited?
Suitable. And we can, you know, that will be one way that we can meet more students. And you are a very good, you're not just a student. Like, you're really a leader.
No, I'm just a kiddo.
Well, then we're both like that. We're very similar, I think, in many ways.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll keep growing it. You know, we're going to just keep growing our networks. And I'm doing, every day I go live on YouTube. And I think today I talked to maybe a few, I don't know, maybe we talked to thousands of people because we talk about the movie. But we have hundreds of people and comments, and it's a great way that some of my students can also learn English, and they can learn there's teacher zai jiang zhege, oh wo ye yao xue, oh wo xiang
xue
gongguo li shi
movie.
So we're gonna do a lot of shows in Chinese, so it's gonna be the Fringe Panda. Fringe Panda
website.
I was thinking I'm making a new website for people who want to learn more and they want to partner, and we can, instead of like pay by the hour, like the traditional way, I think we could do like pay by the month, and whoever is a student, they can just decide like how much they want to help us. And
okay.
And it's more free. Like some of it is free. Yep. You know, but, and then we can think of like different levels, like you're a very high level. I think you have a very high level, but we could definitely teach new students.
Okay.
And we can teach them anything they want, like psychology, like fun stuff about the news or just travel English or whatever you want to learn. Like, there's so many different opportunities, and okay, we're interested in all of it.
We can talk kind of the topics.
Well, what did you like last time? We have a class about psychology. Is that an interesting topic for you, or 你最想学什么题目?
We talked about the unconscious last time. I enjoyed that so much. And except the unconscious, the travel and movie, and actually the history or culture everywhere all around the world. I am very interested to learn about this because I know you are. 听得到吗?
听得到.
Wait. Because I know you are the professional about this topic, right? Because you know many countries, culture, and lifestyle. So I think we can begin from these topics. It will be very interesting and attracts many people to enjoy. Attract, right?
It will attract many people. Yeah, I think so. And so, for example, like, we can just keep having classes and then just invite people to listen,
okay,
join us, do live, you know, YouTube, Facebook. And then the more people we get and they want us to do it more, because you can't always do everything for free forever. But if we can get people to spend, like, I don't know, like, 一个月花一百块, like, that's nothing, you know, then we can grow the website and the classes and teach more classes. And I want to get more teachers, because actually I have some teachers in Taipei that are really good and they can help. Like, of course,
face to face, one on one,
but, you know, they would be happy to help. And they're my friends, so you can trust my close friends to be like a jia jiao lao shi, or maybe some other, you know, like one-on-one teacher online. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't like to do it like a show, but they like to do it like one-on-one. So then we have that too. So yeah, I think we could really, and I know hundreds and hundreds of people who could help to teach online classes from America, from Australia, from England, just all around the world. I think it'll be so fun. 我觉得很多机会. Yeah.
We can arrange about this. So
yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, we will. And and do you have any questions tonight? Like, we only have like about 15 minutes left today. But do you have any questions? Like, do you want to continue the article from yesterday, anything, or
I wanted to read the article, the rest part to you. It will be fine. And I got this one is the power of your subconscious mind. This one.
Okay.
The picture, beautiful picture one. So.
Okay. I'm opening it.
Right. And I start from the third paragraph. Every time you focus on something, it gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. The more you focus on it, the more momentum you build
momentum.
Momentum.
Okay. So momentum means like 动作的力量.
Oh, strength.
How to move. Power to move. 你越专心一个东西，你越会 build the momentum.
Okay. The more momentum you build up in that area, and the more you begin to attract familiar situation of this same vibration. For instance, as a child, if you witness one of your parents having an extramarital affair.
Extramarital.
Extramarital.
Extra affair. Means like 外面的, and marital means 结婚。所以结婚外面的事情, affair.
外遇, okay.
外遇, 对。
Okay. You undoubtedly have strong emotions associated with this event. What you witnessed, as well as your emotional response to this event, has been stored in your subconscious mind. As an adult, that memory is still in there in your subconscious mind, and as you grow up, if you continue to feed that energy with that of mistrust of people in relationships, then you have a stronger tendency to attract these types of relationship into your reality.
Wow.
Yeah.
你越有这种的 energy, like 不相信别人的话, right. And then you will bring more people like that.
Yes.
Like people that
attract
you,
people, right. They can be trusted, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. 你觉得是对吗?
我觉得一半一半。
我也是。 I think so too.
Yes.
It's okay. It's interesting. It's a good topic, I think.
Yes, it's a good point to, yeah, everyone. Maybe it's not 100% for some people, but maybe 50% right. For the rest people.
Yeah, it's okay. This article is a little bit like, we call it new age. It's sort of like 他们喜欢让每个人觉得他们是超级
厉害吗？神奇的吗？你觉得是说要散布这种神奇的力量吗？神奇的力量？Miracle，miracle。No，magic，magic，神奇的。Yeah,
maybe a little bit like that. And so, but it's okay. It's the English is good. It's good English.
Right. Okay. I keep raise some.
继续，继续。好。
Okay. Another example is that of lack. As a child, if you grew up in an environment where there was an energy of lack when it related to money, then this emotional trigger is stored in your subconscious mind as well. As a result, in your adult life, when you think about money, you think about lack because that is the auto programming you witness time and time again as a child. So
well, okay, that's a good point.
So I'm a little bit confused. It means the people think the money lack money, so the money is bad.
No, it means like a lack. 不够 lack 你不够钱，你小孩的时候，你的童年的时候，你一直对
right.
You're always poor. So then you grow up, and then you think 你在想钱的事情的话，你一直在想那个缺 How do you say it? 那个缺 shoot
缺乏，谢谢。你一直想缺乏，因为这个是自动的
programming, like. 有点被洗脑，你被洗脑了。Auto programming
模式 ，auto programming. Okay.
You saw this when you were a child, so now you think, "Oh, this is money," and "Oh, 不够 money 不够 oh, 你就觉得是缺乏.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's common. I mean, that's yeah. Okay. I mean, it's easy to always think.
Common sense. Yeah.
I don't need to save money. 我有钱，我可以花钱. Like, 不要存钱. I don't need to save it.
Okay.
因为我的 family, we always spend money.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Right. It's a little bit similar to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Yeah, keep going. You're doing great.
As you can see, the subconscious mind is very powerful, and as a result, if you want to invoke more sustainable change in your life. You have to change your subconscious thoughts about this. Mm-hmm. When you change your subconscious thoughts, you start to attract a different reality. For instance, if violence and violent situation play a major role in your life, when you change your focus to that of peace, then over time, you will start to see more peace in your life. Mm.
This is kind of like you reap what you sow.
Yeah, that yeah.
Sort of similar philosophy. All right, do you understand? Do you have any questions?
I think it's fine from this paragraph. But yeah. I agree with 50% also.
I know. That's good. Yeah. That's. I'm glad you said that. I think that's a good attitude. Well, I'm afraid that we have to turn this off because I have to leave the office. The time is a little bit late. So today we just do a short class. I will be here on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll work it out. I'll talk to you about the time.
Your schedule. Okay. And Michael, you need to reorganize your website, like the Panda, Food Panda. I'm sorry. Panda French. French Panda.
Yes, I'm doing that right now. I'm going to paint it. The website is a mess. I'm going to put everything different. Everything will change. But what do you recommend? We're going to make it very, very easy to understand for Japanese people, Chinese people, Taiwanese people. I know Panda is kind of like China. You know? I know.
Okay.
But it's okay because it connects to our other shows. So
I think it's okay for now because I mean you just can pass your link, several link to me, and I can I can pass in my Facebook or my yes. So I think just make a promo so you can always update your website or your link, but I think you can let the another people, my friend and the public can know your link and watch your channel. Sure. That's what I mean. So you can just pass. If you have free time, you can just pass this link to me.
Oh, thanks. Great. Yeah, don't share it yet because the website's still not working very well. But I have my Chinese Facebook. I mean, they can have my English Facebook too, but it's just mostly focusing on English learning and some Chinese kind of the content is like bilingual will be my Chinese Facebook and then YouTube also. And
Chanfei1. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I'm going to open up a Patreon for that so that people, if they want us to keep doing this, then they can also contribute there or they can contact us and we'll make ourselves available. We'll make some time to do the English classes. And it's going to be fun. Yeah, we'll talk about it soon.
All right.
Any ideas you have, anytime, you can email me. And I thank you for making yourself available. Xie xie.
Xie xie.
Good job.
Thank you. And have a good night.